Now, Pat Hannan is on the line. He's a committee member for the Spancil Hill Horse Fair, which has, owing to the pandemic, been cancelled now for a second year in a row. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Evan.
And thanks very much for joining us. Probably an inevitable decision, unfortunately.
Absolutely, Gavin. It would be impossible to run the fair because, you know, people are so close to each other in the fair setup. And the other thing is that the trucks that come from Holland and from England and that.
Of course, yes.
And riding ponies couldn't possibly come.
And did you hold out hopes for any part of this year that you might be able to gather once more in June?
Well, we thought, I suppose, 3 or 4 months ago that the whole pandemic thing would be clearer, or you know. But now we naturally enough we understand that the vaccination is going to be the help for everybody, you know, and this is the way we feel now that this is the way to make a success of it.
So when you talk about making a success of it, yes, this is a setback. We won't pretend otherwise, but you're firmly looking ahead to next year.
We are. And the reason I say that is the committee that run the fair are still very much on hand. And we're keeping in touch with all our neighbours up there, the landowners, with over whose land all the parking takes place. There are 5 or 6 families there. And without them, the fair couldn't go on, like the Kellys, Carvins, Duggins and McGraths and a man called Pat McMahon that has a field right beside the fair. So they're an essential part of the whole fair, because without them, with the modern parking and everything, it couldn't be possible.
Yes, indeed. And this was to have been a landmark year as well. I noticed in my research last night that the horse fair would have been 400 years.
That's right. And the thing about it is the only time the fair was called off before was the time of the foot and mouth disease.
Yes, yeah. In unbroken times through wars and famines and everything else, it's always been held. But I think what the important message here, look at, people will be disappointed. A listener says it's a pity it can't go ahead. They hope you'll be back next year. But that's firmly your intention, Pat.
It is. But there's another thing that is going to be held this year. A man called Christy McNamara there, he lives in Dora Spencil Hill, and he's putting together 30 years of photographs of the fair and a lot of the history of the fair, and he hopes to make a short film of it and have that film available, we'll say, for the date for Spencil Hill this year, so people can avail of it on the internet or online or whatever, you know. So he's a man that takes a lot of photographs and has done so over the years, and he's putting a short history of the fair together. So it should be something for people to look forward to, really, you know.
A virtual celebration, then.
That's right. That's right.
And can I just ask you then, finally, I mean, great to hear your determination this morning. Is it hard to pick yourself up, to dust yourself off? There's a lot of events that will now have fallen by the wayside twice, and I hope as many of those as is possible can come back next year, that things will be better, obviously. But is it tough to take those blows and then bounce back?
It is, because the committee that's there is in existence for quite a number of years now, and without them it wouldn't have survived. But we'd be looking forward to encouraging young people to become involved in this committee too. It is impossible for the same people to indefinitely be associated with the fair, but that has been the case for many, many years. But I would nearly make an appeal now for young people that are interested in the Quinn, Clooney, Spencil Hill area to, you know, become involved
preserve the tradition.
Give a helping hand, because the more people you've involved, the easier it is to make it a success of the fair as such, you know.
Well, hopefully that can happen, and hopefully as well it's a much more positive story to tell in 2022. It's the right decision, Pat, so paradoxically well done on that, but fingers crossed everything can be back to normal in just over 12 months' time.
Yes, well, that's true, Gavin, and I must say, I pay tribute to Clare FM too for the way you keep the history of the thing, we'll say, wrapped up for
no
us.
No problem at all.
You know, it's a great help. because so many people listen to Care FM nowadays would say when they're having their breakfast in the morning, they say it's an important thing to have Care FM.
Well, we do appreciate those kind words, and we're very proud to be part of the fabric of this county. And we're not there as long as Spencil Hill, but fingers crossed we can both be there going forward into the future. Pat, thanks for joining us this morning.
Very good, Gavin. Very good.
Do take care. All the very best.